Workbook, Unit 2, Listening. 2. Listen to the tape and choose the best answer.
Mike, what was it that you heard about my brother's journey?
I heard that he went looking for Solomon's mines.
Solomon's mines? Where are they?
I don't know. I know where they're said to be.
Tell me, please.
Well, South African elephant hunters usually don't care much for the life and culture of native blacks. But sometimes you meet a man who takes the trouble to listen to them and understand the history of this dark land. It was such a man who first told me the story of Solomon's Mines, now 30 years ago.
What was his name?
His name was Brown. When I was young, I was very interested in stories of ancient civilizations and their hidden treasures, so I listened carefully to him.
Did he tell you about Solomon's mines and their location?
He asked me whether I'd ever heard of the Solomon Mountains up in the northwest of the country. He said that that's where Solomon really had his mines, his diamond mines.
How did he know?
He said that an old witch had told him all about it. She said that there were great wizards among the people who lived across those mountains. The wizards had learnt what they knew from white men a long time ago. They also had the secret of a wonderful mine of bright stones.
So, did you go and look for that place?
No, I didn't. I laughed at this story at the time, but I didn't forget it. 20 years later, I heard something more about it from a man passing through. When he left, he said that if we would ever meet again, he would be the richest man in the world. One evening, while sitting in front of my tent, I saw a figure, apparently that of a European, for it wore a coat, coming out of the desert. The figure moved along on its hands and knees, then it got up. It walked a few yards on its legs, only to fall and go on all fours again. Who do you suppose it turned out to be?
That man, of course.
Yes, or rather his skeleton and a little skin. Water, please, water, he begged. I gave him water with a little milk in it, and then he fell asleep. He had a fever, and in his dreams he talked about Solomon's mountains, the diamonds, and the desert. "There it is," he cried, pointing with his long, thin arm. "But I shall never reach it, never. No one will ever reach it."